Hello, this 5 minutes with the prophetess, Psalm 91, episode 273, 273. And so we've been personalizing Psalm 91, verse 11, and we add verse 12 to it. What do you say? For he has given his angels charge over me to keep me in all my ways. They bear me up in their hands, lest I dash my foot against a stone. So this is the relationship you have with angels. It is phenomenal. It is what God has done. Angels are his workers. So please, if you've not listened to it, when you listen to what we have done already, you'll be able to understand, get everything. Okay, so Zacharias, we've come to Zacharias, who had an encounter with an angel. And this is a man, a priest, somebody was about his official duties, and his wife was old, he had no child. And an angel comes whilst he is ministering to the Lord. And then on the right side, here is an angel at the altar of incense, and then begins to speak to him. And then Zacharias says, when he heard the words, they looked impossible, because he was looking at himself. He was considering his age and his wife's age. And he said, whereby shall I know that these things will be? So that is Luke, the gospel according to Luke chapter 1, verse 18 and 19. And he said, whereby shall I know? And then I said that we cannot just say that Zachariah, naturally speaking, since he was an old man, I mean, what's wrong? After all, he was just being natural. No, he cannot just be natural because of who he is. He is an Israelite whose ancestor is Abraham. And Abraham was over 99 years old when God said to him, I have made you a father of nations, not one babe, no, a father of many nations. That's what it was. And if you are an Israelite who are studying the Torah, studying the old covenant, studying the laws, you should know this by now. He should have known it by now. And so you could see that there was something wrong with what had happened, what he was saying, because he was in unbelief. So I made us go to Romans chapter 4, which talks about Abraham. It talks about what happened to him, why he did not stagger, why he did not waver, why he did not hesitate when God spoke to him that I've made you a father of nations. And we realized that when we went to verse 21 of Romans 4, we realized that he was fully persuaded. Why? He was fully persuaded. He was persuaded, fully persuaded that God has promised and God is able. He was persuaded about the promises and the ability of God, the integrity of God's word. That when God speaks a thing, oh, it is more than a vow. When God says it, it means it is his throne, his throne backs it, his power backs it. So he believed. And that is what we ought. If we do not believe now, when an angel comes to you, you won't say, oh, me, when I see an angel, if I see an angel, I will believe. No, no, it's what you already have inside is what will come out. What is already inside is what will. And Zachariah did not just meet any ordinary angel. We will come to that. He did not even meet any ordinary angel. And according to the ranking of the angels, this angel must have been huge and big. I mean, this angel must have been huge. He met the number one or number two angel. I mean, the highest ranking angel. And he could not believe. So you can't say that. When I see God, if I was in Jesus' time, I'd be able to believe. No. Right now, we have his word. And people still do not believe. You have to be one who is fully persuaded. You have to allow yourself to be fully persuaded by God's word. You see, so two people are in the same situation. One will go down, one will go up. Why? Because the one who is going up with God is fully persuaded. You have to be fully persuaded about God's word. And some people don't even know what God's word says about their situation. I mean, how can that be? How can that be? You are in a situation, you do not have a scripture. You don't have a scripture about that situation. It cannot be. It should never be. Whatever situation you are in, there is a scripture for it. I hear dreams and dogs. Dogs are chasing your dogs. There is a scripture that says a dog will not even lift its nose at you. It will not be able to lift its tongue at you. That is a scripture like that. So whatever is going on in your life now, there is a scripture for it. And it's up to you to take that scripture and say, this is what God says about my situation. You are not waiting for an angel to come down from heaven. No. The word of God that we have here, this Bible, is even mightier than an angel. Because any angel who comes to you, if you speak something which is a contradiction of God's word, drop that angel. No matter how bright he is, we have to throw him away. You're blessed, bye.